Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. And Larry, we got you on the phone down there in the Southland. I guess you're still on, right?
Yeah, I'm still here, believe it or not.
Okay, before we get started, I want to do a little housekeeping here. As you may know, Dorothy Crothers puts our Night Shadows, things that we do here with Larry, on Vimeo. So I want to talk to you about how much they're censoring, and this, by the way, is going to get a whole lot worse. They are going to do exactly what Jesus said they were going to do, and that basically was a night soon cometh when no man can work. And they're going to outlaw the gospel. And that probably means Bible burning or arresting and killing Christians as much as they can get their hands on. Satan is involved in all this, of course. He hates humanity. He hates them with a passion. And he indwells an awful lot of people. He influences them. Particularly our leaders, they're almost all satanic, and they go through their satanic rituals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, she gets this notice. Night Shadows, lawlessness rising in Babylon, has been removed for violating our guidelines. Reason? You cannot upload videos that depict or encourage self-harm. I don't know where they got that one from. Falsely claim that mass tragedies are hoaxes. And that's probably because we can prove with their own CDC websites and visits that COVID-19 is truly, basically the way they're doing it is a total hoax. It's not that it isn't real. That's not the point. The point is what they're doing riding on the COVID-19 to lock down everybody. Now they're beginning to come in again. Fauci was just on, and we've got to do our testing different because we're going to have to round up people and then test them, and on they go with this fake baloney. And unfortunately, the people are bowing their knee to it, unthinking. And so you're not going to stop it. You're all going to be in lockdown. Guarantee it. And it's because of your neighbors, basically, who don't study, roll their eyes when you warn them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why America is going down. And it is going to go down. I've been warning people for years. The Bible teaches that America, Babylon, is going to be totally destroyed. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but you're going to live through it because you won't hear it. Jesus said, come to him and you would escape. But the vast majority of even the Christians won't do that. So they're not going to escape as far as I can see. Anyway, you cannot upload videos that depict or encourage self-harm, falsely claim that mass tragedies are hoaxes, or perpetuate false or misleading claims about vaccine safety. Well, I have read a lot of books about vaccine and the safety of it. Horowitz wrote several books and even proved through emails directly out of these vaccine manufacturing people, they know it doesn't work for the most part. and on and on it goes. Well, evidently, you cannot even talk about vaccines, their safety or their unsafe problems that they have. And if you do, you're perpetuating false and misleading claims. Well, you have to adhere to the CDC or the United Nations World Health Organization in order to be accurate. And we know both of these outfits lie through their teeth. And we know that WHO is nothing but an arm of the communist United Nations. So what you're watching is a communist takeover, a communist insurgency, and almost everybody's in on it. And if people think that they're going to come out on the other side safe and sound, I got news for you. This thing is not going to go. It may not be communism when it finally comes to the – it's going to be worse than what we consider as Marxism or communism. And we know that because of the beast in Revelation, which has the head of a lion, the body of a leopard, and the feet of a bear. It seems like they take the very worst things of each of those things and consolidate them all for the New World Order, which is going to be a horrific police state, worse than China right now. And you know what's going on in China. Anybody they disagree with, you go to a re-education camp. Anyway, then they say, if you believe this is an error, please reply to the message, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, this is all part of sort of shadow banning, and that is a direct ban, but shadow banning is basically where if I put a notice out and I have 1,200 subscribers or 12,000 subscribers, they will remove almost all those email notices and maybe put out 500. That's how they ban you. Well, then the people don't realize you've put up something new, and so they don't come visit, which is basically their own fault, I think. But anyway, the other thing they often do is they'll put up, this site is not safe. Do not proceed. Is often used on websites that deep state really doesn't want you to go visit. So they scare you into staying away from it. And I've seen that a number of times in on my web searches. And almost all the time, it's people that are exposing stuff that's going on, truthfully exposing it. Well, they can't have the truth. Anyway, Larry, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that's been going on for some time, but it's ramped up now to the degree that they're speeding down the road on shutting down what they don't want out there. And as you said earlier, when we were talking, you said, well, YouTube's already beginning to do that too. They'll be next. I mean, and a lot of your stuff is on YouTube. You may have to find an alternative. I know others are having to do that, but they're still having trouble themselves.
Yeah, and pretty soon they're going to be taking down websites altogether. They cannot have truth in the New World Order. The whole entire New World Order is based upon lies and deceptions. That's all it is. It's satanic. And Satan is a murderer. Hence, we have Georgia Guidestones culling the population, et cetera, et cetera. He's a liar from the beginning. Well, the New World Order is a satanic New World Order. So I don't know why people wouldn't think that it's based upon total lies and total deception, and they're going to murder. They're cold-blooded murderers. We've already seen it in New York State, deliberately sending COVID-19 people into elderly nursing homes is first-degree murder. And I don't care what Cuomo says, whatever his name is. He'd have to be a complete idiot to do that. Any medical doctor would tell him that. So if they didn't tell him that, why did they do it? Well, go visit the Georgia Guidestones, and you'll know why they're doing it. It's not just there. It's other states as well. And I think that proves to anybody that's watching, what we're watching here is a culling operation. First degree murder. And they're not, they, you know, these guys can say, well, I just didn't know, or I didn't really do it. Somebody else must have done it. Jesus Christ is not going to allow that kind of escape. These people are going to answer directly to the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to wish they had never been born at all. And that's just the way it goes. Would be better for them to have never been born to do what they're doing. And they're committed, folks. These people are committed. And what's going on in all the communist Democrat states? Same thing. In our state here in Wisconsin, the only reason the governor backed off is because the Supreme Court told him to back off. And now they're trying to circumvent the Supreme Court. And we have total lawlessness in the land. It's like what's going on with Michael Flynn. The appellate court has ruled that, judge, you drop this. He's not going to do it. He's guilty of, I don't know what. Larry, what would you say he's guilty of? I don't know why he's not been arrested for what he's doing. But maybe you can't arrest these kind of people. He should be disbarred at the very least, never be allowed to do law again, ever. I mean, he's given the finger to the Department of Justice and now the appellate court itself. And so what they're going to try and keep Michael Flynn on a dangling string, I guess, for a while. What's your comment on the lawlessness that's going on around the world right now?
Well, especially America, which is where I live. When you say justice, I'm trying to think where. Where would that be? You know,
yeah.
You said what's Flynn guilty of? Going to work for Trump. That's it. That's the whole total deal. You know, I was thinking the other day about that, Stuart, and you know well as I do. I mean, you know, you've been around the corridors of Washington, and let me assure you that one group does not tell the truth or give information to another group. In other words, the executive doesn't tell much to Congress or any of the judges. They don't talk to the FBI. The FBI don't talk to the NSA hardly. I mean, all these people are separate entities, and there's 50 years of secrets that have been going on 50 years where they either lie to the other agency or they just don't tell it. And think how many lies the CIA's told all of them. FBI, Department of Justice, everybody you can name and think of. They lie, 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 lie. So what happens? Remember they told Flynn that, you're not under investigation. We just need to ask you a question about what you talked to with the Russian, which they were lying when they told him that. But he basically didn't give them what they wanted to hear, so they called it a lie. Now, here's a lie, Stuart. Now, this is they can get you on this. They call it inconsistent statements. If I give you a statement one day, and I tell you, well, I really don't remember, but I think it was, like January the 30th,
mm-hmm.
And they say, okay, we appreciate it, and they take off. Well, the next day they've called you in, and they say, well, can you clarify what that date was? And you say, well, it's possible, it might have been January the 31st, the next day. Well, that's an inconsistent statement to the FBI, and they can arrest you and prosecute you, which is stupidity. But that's crap. They call this perjury trap. Has nobody ever heard that, perjury trap? Well, you've heard it for the last 4 years because that's the only thing they've done to get everybody they've got in jail right now. Stuart, this is nothing but a coup, and nobody will stand up and call it what it is. And those of us who do, like you and me and others, we get our shows turned off. But what's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that I was praying the other day, and I was walking and praying, and I asked the Lord, I said, are there no real heroes anymore in America? Are there just simply none? And it kind of come to mind how that in the end time, America's just going to be full of women. Now, I'm not really talking about women. That's just scripture. But I don't see any heroes, men or women anymore. Do you see any heroes, Stuart, out there?
No. What I see is everybody bowing the knee to communism. I don't understand it, but like I wrote on a blog, it's got to be a satanic spell. Probably has to do, somebody sent me an article on the pharmacy use of people. It's just amazing how much drugs the American people are on.
Hey, Stuart.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to mention to you, too, now they're using something, this is a new drug to cause Americans to be brain dead, and it's called a mask. Because they have literally now found out that just a certain number of minutes with a mask on reduces the oxygen to your brain. Now, what if you wear one for 24 hours? Are you not going to become sooner or later brain deficient?
Yes. I mean, the whole thing is a satanic ritual, but the people of America bowed the knee to Satan. They really have. They can claim ignorance, but I don't think the Lord cares whether they're ignorant or not. It's willful ignorance. There's no excuse for the people of America, particularly the Christians, not knowing what's going on and who's who, but they don't. Probably won't. In fact, I was listening to an interview that Dave Hodges did with Celeste, and she made the comment, I guess, from FEMA, when she was working for FEMA, that FEMA, probably Homeland Security or CIA, NSA, and all those are kind of in a way together, said that they believe 90% of the American people will do nothing and will acquiesce and will not defend themselves. They will not defend their children either. And I see that happening. They're not, nothing. Nothing. This all began a long time ago, the degradation of people. And I did a blog on and I included in some of that about the occult symbology of wearing a mask. And you're absolutely right, too, about, and doctors have even come forward and said, this is dangerous. You should not be wearing a mask. Well, what are they doing? What are our leaders doing? Pretty soon, it's going to be a national thing. Everybody has to wear a mask, or you won't even be able to go outside, let alone be tested, let alone take your vaccine. I mean, what we have entered here is total insanity. Total and complete insanity. Not only on the, it's mostly on the part of the people, because I think the leaders are just laughing at us. They, you know, what can we do to these people? How far can we push them? How far can we go with this insanity that we're telling them to do? And they're going to do it. It's just it's too bad to watch, but this is God's judgment. And the judgments have just begun, folks. They've just begun. I want to get into earth changes now. Larry, China's Three Gorges Dam, largest in the world, is in danger of collapse after the worst flooding in 70 years. Isn't it an interesting number, 70? What do you think?
Well, I was, it really caught my interest when I saw that, and I sent you a copy. And I posted it today, too, from Stan Deo of his interview, you know, with the Moriah Elder when he was investigating the Taupo volcanic eruption possibilities in New Zealand, do you remember?
Yes, he got
Moriah
kicked out of there.
Elder told him, said that the real signal of the coming major earth changes would be a China event, and indicated it would be when the Three Gorges Dam collapses or breaks apart.
Yeah, and the warnings of the experts are that this is about ready to go, they think. So it's just too bad to watch. The flooding is horrendous over there, folks, if you haven't been paying any attention. the flooding is massive, and it's just wiping away town after town. And if this dam goes, I was told, I don't know if it's true, Larry, 400 million people will be affected by this. That's the population of the United States will be destroyed.
Well, that's very possible, Stuart, because a lot of their cities are down river from this dam. So, you know, this would be like a tsunami, an inland tsunami that would just take cities. And by the way, I was thinking, Stuart, you know, they're taking down and destroying all the statues and
yes.
and everything in America. What do you want to bet that the only one left standing will be the Georgia Guidestones?
Yeah, probably right, because that's about the only one. It was interesting that Trump really hasn't said much about it, but when they nailed the Albert Pike statue, who was a Freemason, that's when he came out and said, hey, you know, we got to do something about this. Kind of interesting. They're pulling down everything. Well, this is what happens in a communist insurrection. You pull down everything. It doesn't matter who it is. Doesn't matter what it is. You are erasing the history. And they've been rewriting the history books for our kids for years now. And we're at probably the 90% mark of a communist takeover in America, and I think the rest of it's going to be here shortly. And I'm not saying I don't know, because Trump might pull a rabbit out of the hat. We might see all kinds of things come that are very startling. But anyway, it's just weird. And watch all this, and nobody does anything. Nobody says anything. The police stand down. They just watch. This is public property. They're defacing public property, and nobody says anything about it. I mean, we have a real problem here in the United States.
Hey, Stuart.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I'd like your opinion or an assessment, especially on Minneapolis, because what I'm hearing is that the Minneapolis council there has voted already to disband the Minneapolis Police Department, and the possibility they're going to use a combination of Muslim and Black Lives Matter Antifa foot patrols in Minneapolis. Is Minneapolis lost?
Yes. Minneapolis has been lost actually for some time, and the people over there basically have acquiesced. And I think what's going to come in is Sharia law. You may remember that parts of Michigan are now no-go zones, and they're totally under Sharia law. You got a lot of crooked judges. You got a lot of crooked politicians. And I think that's what's happening in Minneapolis. And you've got all these idiots running the government, but the American people just sit back like the people in Minneapolis. They're not doing anything. They're not rising up. They're not circulating petitions to impeach or remove, recalls. Nothing. They aren't doing anything. And so they got nobody to blame when Black Lives Matter show up on their doorstep and kill them all. Because that's what's coming. That's what's coming. And people just don't believe it. They roll their eyes. Well, it never happened in America. It's already happened. You just don't know it yet, but you're soon going to find it out. Anyway, more on I didn't really pay that much attention. In February, an Illuminati doomsday calendar claimed that it was in February that he got it, and that all is coming true. And I'd like your comments on this one. I made a short thing about it. It seems that the Illuminati have plans to bring as much havoc into the United States as possible. And we also know that what this is called doomsday calendar portrays can actually be done and accomplished via high technology. Remember that Defense Secretary William Cohen testified before Congress about technology they, and he would not define who they were, could produce earthquakes, set off volcanoes, And, of course, Tesla himself said his technology could even shake the Earth apart and agitate the sun and more. So anyway, this could be, this is interesting. So here's what the doomsday calendar has in store. In January 2020, it said Australian fires. February 2020, locusts released in Africa. That's still ongoing. March, April, May 2020, COVID-19 pandemic sweeps the world. June 2020, protests and riots. July 2020, solar flare, major CME or EMP event. August 2020, a Yellowstone eruption. September 2020, alien invasion, probably a blue beam, fake arrival event, who knows. October 2020, second coronavirus 19 wave event. Events. November, same thing. And in December, they stop at the end of December, a major asteroid impact event. What do you think, Larry? Kind of interesting.
Well, that's really interesting because of the recent Israeli News Live broadcast where he talks about the aliens, and he actually gets in, and I sent you a copy of that. I think the title was In the Midst of Aliens or something like that.
Yes. Yep.
June the 23rd, where he Danoon said that he had an insider from the White House that was providing him information that the incoming, or if you will, the destroyer, whatever, was going to be visible in September. And that they were preparing for that, and part of this lockdown that they're doing with this coronavirus was to keep people local, not let them travel, not let them go anywhere worldwide or in the country much, keep them locked down. And I'm even hearing rumors now of a lockdown number two that's coming, the way they're talking. And what's so interesting here, though, is Danoon indicates this, and I know you've seen the videos of the solar flares that have been firing off the sun, not at Earth, but behind it, backwards towards some object that was to the left of the sun for quite some time. But the latest ones, Stuart, are shocking because you clearly see that this object has moved around behind the sun and is now outside a little bit on the right-hand side. And guess what, Stuart? In the images, there are planets with it. It's the destroyer, yep, and the entourage. It's so clear.
Yeah, and those, of course, most people aren't going to see those pictures or they wouldn't believe them even if they saw them. But eventually you're going to look up into the heavens and you're going to see it. And that's part, I think this is Kabbalah or prophecy out of Israel or rabbis about they will see a kind of a sun with seven planets circulating around it, and you'll be able to see it in the heavens. So, didn't he claim something about we might be able to see it by September, and if not, in the spring? Something like that, if I remember right?
Yeah, are you talking about Danoon?
Yes, yes.
He claimed that we should be beginning to see it in the early stages of September, and if not a little later on in that month. But he also mixed in with the fact, Stuart, that he says that the aliens will begin to reveal themselves in some type of arrival about the same time as this object becomes visible. And here's a I'll read this real quick just to get your opinion. This is a code, Torah code, that Rabbi Glazerson did. And it's got Nibiru, Star, Messiah, 5780 or 2020, Repentance, Plague, Son of Jesse. And there is a post in there. It says Nibiru possibly is the winged sun rising above the earth in Malachi 4, verse 2.
Yes, I think it probably is, because if you go back into the Egyptian drawings, and even ancient drawings all over the world, they show this winged, what appears to be a sun, and how it sprouts wings as it's as we look at it. And if you get into any of the books that talk about the arrival of the Anunnaki and whatnot, that they're so seem to be associated with Nibiru. So I would expect that soon after the sighting of this thing, we will have an arrival. And whether it's fake or not, I suppose it doesn't matter. Now, you may remember that Von Braun told Carol Rosen that all of the stuff, like an alien invasion, was a lie. And it may be just high technology and fakery on the part of the... we have often wondered, Larry, what is this trap that the rich men set for the entire Earth, and then they fall into it? And so it makes you wonder, is that part of that or what?
Well, it... another thing I was going to mention, too, that Danoon said the insider at the White House told him was that after September, if you now he didn't say a date, but after September, that the large field of asteroids that's involved with this object are going to begin to hit the Earth. And you mentioned an asteroid strike in that thing you read in December. But what's so interesting on that, Stuart, I sent you finally a real link that just now came out live of the movie Greenland. And it's so odd to me, Stuart, that they put this movie off now till August 30th, which is actually September. You saw the trailer, I'm sure. What do you think?
I looked at that and I thought, you know, this is a combination of Deep Impact, Armageddon, and 2012 all rolled into one. And obviously, when you do something like this, you're announcing something, because that's how Hollywood works. Hollywood deeply connected to CIA and deep state, and this is how they announce things to the masses. And that's what it seemed to me. And it's odd that in this so-called doomsday calendar, from September, you have the alien invasion, and then October, November, you have meteor shower events, just like Danoon was saying. So it's, who knows whether it's true or whether they're just keeping the fear factor up. By the way, speaking about fear, folks, you're not supposed to be fearful. I know a lot of people call it fear porn. Well, if they're afraid, they're not quite right with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus told you, I'll take care of this. You don't have to worry about anything. He said, in all things, come to me. Lay them at my feet. I'll take care of it. And I know that's a hard saying for a lot of folks, but no fear. The Lord said, I'll take care of you. And we either have to believe that or we don't. I want to read something from the Extinction Protocol, a very interesting website. 2020, the year of locust plagues, giant hornets, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, giant dust storms, wars, strange moons, wildfires, plagues, financial market meltdowns, deadly tornado outbreaks, global riots and protests, and now comets. We seem to have entered a region of space where the universe appears to be throwing more objects in our direction. We certainly now get it. The year 2020 will certainly go down by us as one of the worst on record. Now, to the average Earth dweller, that is extremely fearful. But if you're a Christian, and you're a mature Christian, then this should not be fearful at all. It's not fear porn. This is fact stuff. We know this is coming. We've known it right along. The Bible prophets have all said this was coming. It's just that now we're beginning to see an uptick in all of this sort of thing. And Larry, we just had a, maybe you'd like to comment on this, a global magnetic anomaly just past the Earth. And it lasted for quite a while. And it was a cosmic wave that came through on, they say, the 23rd of June. What do you know about that?
Well, as a matter of fact, it makes me wonder, as an incoming, did it pass the sun as a destroyer? And if it's coming outside our solar system on the way to Earth, because, Stuart, and the reason I say that is that flare that showed the destroyer and its entourage in that image, you know, that video of the sun, was June the 22nd.
That's right.
And on June the 23rd, they're claiming, and I'll read the article, Strange Sounds has got it out, Space Weather's got it out, says, yep, global magnetic anomaly recorded worldwide June the 23rd from U.S. to China and Antarctica, a 30-minute wave of magnetism that came across the planet. So, Stuart, you know, I don't know. I know they said they ruled out, Space Weather ruled out the sun producing this, so this is going to come other than the sun. Now, whether we do know that they're supposed to be in a red dwarf or a brown dwarf star, incredible gravity and magnetism, and so it's possible that it could throw something out, but then again, it could be, like you said, a cosmic wave that come through that affected all the above.
Yeah. I want to read you something from Earth Under Fire. This is Dr. Paul LaViolette. This guy is a genius, and nobody wants to give him credit for anything, even though he wrote this book, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago. Earthquakes could be triggered by a gravitational potential wave that quite possibly could accompany a superwave. Now, he's talking about a galactic superwave. He's been warning, and we have seen a lot of activity at the core of the Milky Way. The light is now reaching us. You know, that's 26,000 light years from us. And the light is now just reaching us, which means that there's activity at the core. And that means gravitational and cosmic waves are already hitting us. We've already had several of these pulse waves. Anyway, he goes on, as this gravity wave, he's talking about a gravity wave here, passed through the solar system, it would exert substantial tidal forces on the sun and the planets. Even at our distance, he says 23,000 light years, the steep gravity gradient at the leading edge of this wave front might generate tidal forces substantially greater than those produced by the sun or the moon. Now, I want to stop there because remember what the Lord had to say about the sea and the waves roaring. And we thought, well, maybe the moon goes totally out of its orbit and it comes much closer to the Earth. That would certainly cause it. But he may be talking, LaViolette, maybe have hit this right dead center. This is going to be gravitational and cosmic waves coming out from the Milky Way, core of the Milky Way. Now, add on the second sun, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter, and its entourage of seven planets, and they are plainly visible. And as Larry was telling, if you go on to some of these solar sites, I should post a couple of those on the website because it's plainly visible. You can see four or five of those planets, and very obviously they are planets that are circulating around this Nibiru or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, he says here it could deliver a powerful jolt to the Earth's crust and cause high ocean tides. Well, if it's bad enough, according to the book of Isaiah, it flips the planet. Isaiah chapter 24. The Earth is turned upside down. Can you imagine what that means? When I was on the Art Bell show a long time ago, he asked me about that. And what I forgot to tell him, I was talking about the winds. Because in the ancients, once this pole shift begins, crustal shift, or the whole planet tips over, the atmosphere doesn't keep up with it. And this is probably where we got deep freeze on certain sections of the planet. But what I didn't mention to Art was how the ocean will not stay in its bed. It comes up over and sloshes over the continents. And you'll find that in Jeremiah. You may remember the movie 2012, where the monk is on top of the Himalayas there, and the ocean is coming his way. It's actually very, very truthful, biblically. I know most people can't get their mind around that, but that's what the Bible does talk about. And people really need to start thinking about that. Here's another headline. Deutsche Bank risk assessment. 1 in 3 chance that a major disaster is coming in the next decade, including solar flares and catastrophic volcanic eruptions. Now, isn't that kind of interesting coming from a bank when they're this is kind of like reinsurers and insurance companies, because they have to really start looking at what's coming upon the earth. They're going to go bankrupt. They're not going to be able to cover all of these disasters that are coming. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I think anybody around the world that has insurance, when these disasters start, you ain't going to ever get no money out of them.
Yeah, and you'll be lucky if you live through it anyway. Here's what they list. A real, this is interesting, that's in parentheses, influenza pandemic, killing more than 2 million people. Number two, a globally catastrophic volcanic eruption. Now remember, Yellowstone was mentioned as being erupting in, I think it was July. A major solar flare or global war. Note, earthquakes were omitted from the numbers on the grounds that they are more local events. If the time frame is 2 decades, there is a 56% chance of one of these disasters occurring. So what I'm trying to get at, folks, is even the banks are beginning to figure out that something is not quite right on planet Earth right now. And if you just look out your window, it seems very normal. But when you go around the world and you look at what's happening, like what's going on in China and the massive flooding and the possible destruction of the Three Gorges Dam, that would be a huge catastrophe. Absolutely huge. So what else you got, Larry?
Well, it's interesting, too, that apparently, you know, from what I'm listening and hearing is the fact that this coup basically in America has gone pretty much full time now, nonstop. I mean, 24/7. Matter of fact,
yeah.
I heard Stone on Lou Dobbs a little earlier, Oliver Stone, the one that, you know, they set
yes.
up and popped. And they've got him scheduled for prison. When they're letting prisoners out all over the country, old as he is and sick as he has to go to prison because, of course, you know, we have justice, right? Hello? What do you think?
Absolutely. Yes, absolute justice. As long as you're a rich man. For you and I, there's no such word as justice. Here's a headline. Black Lives Matter. This is Trump. Black Lives Matter leaders threat to burn down the system is treason, sedition, insurrection. But he does nothing about it. What is going on? What do you think about what's going on in Washington? There has been a big change to me in Donald's demeanor. He's just not the way he used to be. So has he been taken in the back room and spanked by Satan and threatened? Or what's going on? Because he really, no matter what he says, nobody pays any attention to it. I mean, you know, it's like the military. They've more or less told him, we run the show, you don't. And on it goes. So has he given up?
Well, I don't know that anybody really knows that answer, actually. You know, everybody that I've talked to over the last month, basically, all, you know, this entire month of June, it's just been, you know, kind of like it's an anomaly, if you will. Nobody really knows what's happening because everything that they thought he would do, pretty much he hadn't. And all the threats that he's made, he's not able to carry out, apparently. Or it's a puzzle. It's an actual puzzle. It's amazing, Stuart. And I've even seen, and you don't know how much is fake news, but I've even today seen information out of Yahoo Group News and some of the other, you know, more liberal areas that possibly he's resigned to the fact that he may not win the election. But then again, you hear people say, oh, he's going to win overwhelmingly. But when you begin to see the deck, you know, remember what he said when he first ran and won? He said the deck is already stacked.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know, but I would say this, you know, without Trump's foot in the door, this is a done deal. We're done.
Oh, yeah, if the communists win, that's it. It's over. I don't know if the American people are going to smart enough to figure that one out or not. Frankly, I don't think so. When listening to Celeste, you know, she worked for FEMA, and I think she thinks it's over, basically. The communists have won. And actually, I guess if one wants to look at it that way, what we're watching is the fulfillment of prophecy. Number one, America, Babylon goes, falls down. We're done. And our freedoms are already been taken away, basically, with this COVID hoax. And when I say hoax, folks, I'm not saying it's not real. But if you go on the CDC websites or even go into WHO and you investigate how many people died in a year, break it down, and how many died in automobile accidents, how many died with liver failure, how many died with this and with that, how many died from influenza, and you break it all down, this COVID thing is a total hoax. And they're just riding on this by fear and panic. It's like when I did that blog, I did some research. I couldn't figure out, well, what's happened? Well, the book of Revelation, chapter 18, tells us what happened. It's a spell. It's sorcery. It's witchcraft. And they have cast a spell over the entire planet. And if people don't think that that can happen, they better guess again. You're dealing with an enemy that most people don't even realize exists. You know, I don't know why a lot of Christians don't even believe Satan exists. And I'm not sure why they're Christians if they believe that, because if Satan doesn't exist, Jesus is a lunatic who is talking to somebody that isn't even there. So I don't understand this lack of understanding of Scripture at all. What do you think, Larry?
Well, what's so interesting, the fact that even Kamala Harris came out with a statement the other day, and, of course, she's supposedly in line for the vice presidency, and she's even threatened. She says, when this is done, everybody that supported Trump, we're coming after you. We are coming after you. And remember what Trump tried to tell the American people for years. He says, they're really not after me. They're after you. But, Stuart, I've come to the end of where I think I can warn anybody in America anymore. I think everybody that's going to hear is heard, and everybody that don't want to hear ain't going to never listen.
Yep, I think you're right. I think the line has already been drawn in the sand, And Babylon has been weighed in the balance, and there's no turning back. We would have healed Babylon, America. We would have healed her. We wanted to heal her, but she's refusing to be healed. So we're watching the demise of the United States of America. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to mention, I was on a radio show today with Augusto Perez, and he said what absolutely has shocked him totally, a total shock to him, was the fact that he saw and experienced the communist coup and takeover in Cuba and lived in it and escaped from it. And he's been warning like we have for years now. And he said today, he said, what he's shocked at is, he said, the American people, he said, I can't warn you anymore that there's a coup coming. He said, it's out there in the streets all over America right now in your face, and you don't even rise up.
No, they won't. I think Celeste is right, or FEMA is right. They're not going to do anything. They're just going to sell their own children. And I don't know what has gone wrong, other than it is a satanic spell. It's witchcraft. I don't think there's any other logical explanation for how the whole world, all the nations, with their constitutions, with their freedoms, what little they may have, acquiesced and gave it all up. They gave it, the whole thing up. They've given up their future. They gave up their children. Here's a headline. A scary number of retail companies are facing bankruptcy amid the coronavirus pandemic. It has only begun, folks. There's not going to be a recovery. Go into Deuteronomy chapter 28 and read the curses that God gives to a nation that he blessed formerly. And we have inherited all of those curses. And he finally says, you will be destroyed totally. You will be absolutely destroyed. America's going to be destroyed. And they're already probing us. Here, Larry, I think you sent me this article. NORAD intercepts two Russian aircraft that came near Alaska. They've been probing us for quite a while.
Yeah, they've been probing us with eight or more aircraft and submarines off Alaska. They're really moving off Alaska. Let me read you something. James Rossoni and Miranda Watson wrote a book series called The Falling Empire Series. And what this book is about, it entails it uses the name Jonathan Sachs. So when I say Jonathan Sachs, you know that's Trump. Is who that really is. And what it is, this book is about a president that they didn't want to be president that won, and they were shocked, and the whole world goes into a coup against him to remove him from office. And let me read you this paragraph here. Remember, when I say Sachs, I'm talking about Trump. Anyway, it says in the novel, says Eric nodded, says, since 1900, the only four people to become president of your country, the USA, that were not directly picked by the society or the New World Order were Teddy Roosevelt, Harry Truman, John Kennedy, and Jonathan Sachs, which is Trump. He said all four of them stumbled into the presidency, and all four of them upturned the apple cart and the socioeconomic order that the society or New World Order had sought to create. Now, Stuart, what's interesting in this book, when they all begin, and involving in the takedown also was UN forces. They created a civil war in the midst of the country. The UN brought troops in to take over, and they begin to raise up and fight for the ones that are against the one in office to remove him from office. And the Chinese begin to invade from the south up out of Mexico to take him out of office. But this is what they didn't have planned, Stuart. Sachs, or Trump in the book, fought back. He refused to yield and be removed, and they tried to kill him. They attacked the White House with missiles. They did everything they could to kill him. But guess what? what they created there, Stuart, they created in this novel, the Fallen Empire series, because of them wanting to throw everything in to remove Trump or Sox in the book, they created World War III, and millions died.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all, because it sounds like he's an insider, and he knows what the plan is. It's amazing. Who wrote that?
His name is James Rossoni and Miranda Watson. They're married, and he is a military intelligence officer, so yeah, he probably has some insight into what's really going on.
Yeah. It's amazing to see all of this happen, but people, all we can do is warn you, and I can also just warn you, most of this is a diversion to keep you occupied in what's going on in your country rather than searching out and finding the Lord Jesus Christ. You have very little time to do that.
And another
forget,
thing, Stuart.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, one thing we haven't touched on, we have talked about before, but I wanted to bring up because I've seen a number of not only prophetic, but a number of these insiders that know stuff, they are claiming, and I think Celeste Solem claims the same thing, that they're going to use an EMP to bring down the electric grid in America because it's part of the takedown.
Yes. Yeah, that would be, let's see, when was that supposed to occur? July. Supposed to be either a solar flare, they're calling it, or an, I think it's an EMP event, probably. Or it could be a solar flare. Remember, Tesla Technology said they could do that. Before we close, I just want to let everybody know that if you are a member of our Night Shadows Club, we have a brand new Prophetic Insider up, and we also have a brand new Twilight up. Very, very interesting issues. There's a ton going on and a ton of information on that site. $9.95 a month. And, you know, you spend more than that on popcorn and potato chips. So it's kind of an educational thing. I do have a headline here. I should maybe close with this. In an April 7th internal memo, Homeland Security officials warned that the pandemic's extended isolation could spark trouble. So it's like they already knew ahead of time that this was going to happen. The year has seen increased activity along a variety of violent groups, both organized and unorganized. First came right-wing armed groups who protested government-ordered lockdown rules. Now, that's not true either. Some protesters espoused conspiracy theories that basically it was a Democratic hoax to hurt the economy. That's not a conspiracy theory, but this is how they lie, and they lie through their teeth constantly. Thanks for coming on, Larry. I don't know how much more time we got. Not a lot. Let me go in here and see. What would you like to close with?
Well, I was just going to say that we do know that the information we're getting seems to talk about a bad July and August going into September. People should be really aware of their surroundings, and they really need to have a shortwave or some type of emergency radio in case the grid goes down. And keep preparing. Don't give up. If you're not here, it won't matter. But if you're still here, you really wished you would have prepared to the top.
Yeah, I wouldn't be waiting and thinking that the rapture is going to occur, so therefore I don't need to prepare. The Lord says, go to the ant and look at how they are industrious and put away food for themselves and take care of themselves. And the word used is, thou sluggard. Go to the ants and see how they do it. Kind of a nasty remark to make to people who are too lazy to do anything. And you can still get food, and now's the time to do it while we're in that kind of a lull. But this thing is going to keep getting worse. Once the communists do their thing, they never give up. They're very, very tenacious. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. Take care. And do pay attention to everything that is around you. And I'd stay away from the major cities for a while. Anyway, take care and good night.